Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us again, it's been a little over a year, welcome back Coleman Swertz, Communications Manager. New title for you for the Better Business Bureau of Central East Texas.
Same great person, new title. So, John, thank you for having me back. Look forward to it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we got another half an hour to talk about how to do better business in East Texas. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. A little bit of a review and recap the basics, Coleman. First of all, a personal introduction and background about yourself.
Okay, so I am not new to the Tyler area. I graduated from Stephen F. Austin. I have a master's degree in communication there, so I think I fell right into the exact job field I need to be doing. I worked in television here in Tyler for a number of years, and then my wife and I took a little adventure, and we moved away to Missouri. Fantastic place. If you've ever been to Branson, we live just north of Branson.
I used to live in the St. Louis area.
There you go.
I know
so
the
not
state,
that
yeah.
far away. So if you take I-44 southwest out of St. Louis, I believe mm-hmm. it was 44, you would run into Springfield, Missouri. And that's where my wife and I lived for 4 years while we were following her career, which is a highly successful one. And we moved back here in November of 2017, and I have been with BBB since January of 18. So mm-hmm. we're looking at a year and almost a year and a half now. They've kept me around, so
yeah,
good for them and good for me. So it's a great place to work, and I love the folks there.
Yeah, and again, your new title is Communications
yes, sir.
Manager, and we talked to you for the first time under these auspices just, I guess, a little over a year ago.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. And what the Better Business Bureau is, where it is, and who BBB is, just for starters.
Okay, so the very core of it, we are located here in Tyler. We're at 3600 Old Bullard Road.
Mm-hmm.
We have a physical address, so anybody is welcome to stop on by if you have any questions or concerns about either a consumer question or a business question. We are here, 3600 Old Bullard Road, right here in Tyler. However, that is our physical location, but we are all over East Texas on kind of a virtual scale. We cover 19 counties.
Mm-hmm.
So we go east all the way through, through Wascom and into the right to the Louisiana state line. We go south through Rusk, right until you hit the Nacogdoches County line. We go north all the way up through Mount Pleasant, and we go west all the way past Athens and Maybank, right to the Kaufman County line. So if you can kind of imagine that circle there, that is our actual coverage area. Consumers and businesses within those 19 counties, those are the people that we serve, both physically, you walk up and say hello, or walk into our office, and both virtually, phone call, email, internet search. So that is where we are. Who we are is very simple. We are a nonprofit organization designed to help businesses and consumers interact with an aura of trust.
Mm-hmm.
I trust you, the business, are going to conduct yourself in a certain manner.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to advertise properly, that you're going to be trustworthy, that if there is a problem, that you are going to work with us to remedy that problem. We are all about marketplace trust. We do not want bad businesses. Right, I think that seems like a pretty simple mission statement.
Sure.
We want businesses to behave in a manner which is appropriate for everyone involved, and businesses partner with us. They take, for lack of a better term, they take a promise or an oath to us saying,
uh-huh.
we are going to be part of you because we believe we act in a certain manner in which consumers will like.
Okay.
And that is the gist of it. That is the core of it. Folks and businesses partner with us. So that way when consumers come to us, we can hopefully educate them on companies that are behaving properly here in East Texas.
You bet. The number is 903-581-5704. Mm-hmm. And you're open 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 on Friday. Now the website,
yep.
and this calls for just a bit of clarification, BBB.org.
That's
now
it.
You say that you cover 19 counties
yes,
in East
sir.
Texas, but there are better business bureaus all over the country. And if you go to BBB.org, that is the national website,
mm-hmm.
but it is very easy to navigate to the Better Business Bureau serving Central East Texas,
yes,
which
sir.
Is your official name.
Yes,
and in certain instances, it'll automatically navigate you right there. If it doesn't, it's not very hard to navigate.
No, it's not hard. There's actually, if it doesn't navigate you specifically based on your IP address, there's a little button towards the top where it as clear as day, John, it says select your location.
Mm-hmm.
And you just select it, say you're in Longview, Kilgore, Tyler, Mount Pleasant, doesn't matter where, and it'll redirect you to our page, and you can do all your business hunting and information gathering from there.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to that website, you'll see a lot of information mm-hmm. under the auspices of programs and services, things like that, upcoming events. But there are several things that we really want to focus on today, and we'll hit everything, at least in passing. So let's get going here. First of all, common misconceptions about the Better Business Bureau, what you don't do. You often get inundated with requests to do things that you just have no standing in doing, so folks need to know about this.
Yes, sir. So it's very simple. Say, John, you were to call in and you were to request information about a business. We can do that for you. We're going to give you that information because at our core, we are an information and education outlet. Mm-hmm. We want to tell you about a business and how they behave in the marketplace, etc. What we can't do, though, is a handful of things. And we get folks that call in or they come in and say, I want this, this, or this done to a business because I feel like I was treated poorly. Here are a couple things that we're not going to do. We are not going to shut down a business. We do not have the jurisdiction to go and say, you are shut down. If you're doing something illegal, we will pass that on to legal authorities, the Attorney General's Office or the Secretary of State, the Workforce Commission. Those entities have power to make a business not be a business,
mm-hmm.
not us. Number two, employer-employee disputes. That is a intra-business problem, not an external problem. If you have a problem with your boss, that is a problem you have to solve internally. If you have a case that's already in court, that goes back to the jurisdiction. That's already at the highest level. You do not need us to intervene, and we will not intervene in something that in current litigation. So we were going to stay hands off of that.
Okay, just quickly a reminder, this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. Our guest this morning, Coleman Swartz, Communications Manager for the Better Business Bureau, serving Central East Texas. And let's pick up where we left off. I think we're on civil rights violations. You don't work with those either.
If you feel like you have had a civil rights violation in your workplace, again, this is a potential legal matter. We can guide you to the appropriate places you would need to go, in this case, possibly the Attorney General's office mm-hmm. for the state of Texas or the local office. We are not going to interfere with that. Same with billing or same with medical complaints. If you go and get a surgery and they botch the surgery, that is a legal issue. Now, if they misbill you for the surgery, that's where we can step in and say, here's some evidence of you misbilling a person. Let's see if we can get this remedied. Financial institutions, if you've got your 401k and it goes down, I'm sorry that we cannot step in and remedy that. We can't say, well, you know, you should have gained money on that. Well, we would all love that, right? We would all love for it to go skyrocket.
And we're talking about any kind of investment.
Any kind of investment, we cannot do that. That seems like a lot, but in reality, John, we can handle just about everything that comes to our office. These are just a few of the very specific cases. And I do want to make this point. A lot of people think the BBB is just a place where you can go to complain. I'm going to complain about a business. That is a fact. You can do that. We had, in 2018, 1.3 million instances of service. That's phone calls, emails, website hits, text messages, people reaching out to us. Less than 1% were actual complaints.
Hmm.
The vast, overwhelming majority of what we do is we educate people on a business. The overwhelming majority is people calling us or going to our website to look up a business, not to complain against them, but to look them up, to do a little background to make sure they're comfortable hiring them for a service.
1.3 million in East Texas alone?
In just East Texas.
Wow.
So that is website hits. That's people calling going, what can you tell me about so-and-so business? Well, we'd be happy to.
Okay.
So that is a huge misconception that all we do is complaints. We do them, but it is a humongously small portion of what we do.
Okay. And you report on all businesses?
That is correct. There are two types of businesses in the BBB world. There's accredited, those that have chosen to partner with us and stand by certain levels of trust and accountability, and those there are not. I will make this clear. Not every accredited, non-accredited business is a bad one. They just simply have chosen not to be part of BBB, and that's okay. But what happens is, John, if you call in and say, hey, I need some background information on this roofing company, we will give it to you, regardless of whether they're accredited with us or not. Okay. We have a database with 56,000 businesses listed in there. If we have information on it, we will give it to you. We will not tell you whether to use them or not. We will simply say, here's the information we have. You are free to go about making your decision, but here's some information that could help you with your decision.
Okay. Also, you're not a government agency. We've mentioned several here just in the last few minutes,
yeah,
law enforcement agencies, but you're not.
No, we are not. People hear the word bureau, and they instantaneously kind of connect that with the government. We are actually older than the bureau people are familiar with, the FBI.
Yeah.
We are actually older than that bureau. So do not have a misconception that we are part of the government or we receive any type of government funds. We are strictly a 501 or 503B membership nonprofit. We rely on trustworthy businesses to keep us going. We receive no funding from the government, so don't let that word throw you off there.
Okay, and it's important to note you will not recommend businesses.
Absolutely
for people.
Correct. We are a neutral third party. If you ask us for information, we will give it to you. We will not say, well, this one looks better than this one. That is not our job. Our job is to not tell you who to go with. Our job is to help you make an educated decision. And hopefully when you come to us, you feel like you have that information and you can go on and make a decision, and everybody's peachy.
Coleman Swartz is the communications manager for the Better Business Bureau serving Central East Texas, and as luck would have it, he is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thanks again for joining us today, and we continue with just a repeat of some of the contact information. Again, you're at 3600 Old Bullard Road. That's just a little ways inside the loop headed north before Bullard Road becomes College Avenue.
Correct.
Very easy to find. Phone number is 903-581-5704. Website is bbb.org. Very easy to navigate from there, and you serve a total of 19 counties around East Texas. Current trends in the Better Business Bureau, also known as scams. They just never go away. Well, new ones pop up, old ones go away and come back. But what are some of the ones you're really concerned about right now?
Well, and this is where we tell you about how we're an education and information outlet. And one of the things we try our mightiest to do is to educate people and inform them on all the bad things that are happening, the scams and the phoniness and things that can really, really harm a person if they get sucked in. So I've kind of got this broken down in two segments, what we see nationally and what we see more locally here in East Texas.
Uh-huh.
So a couple of the ones that are on a national scale, and if you've ever, you watch the news for 10, 20 minutes a day, you're going to figure out these are fairly common. Number one, it's people imitating businesses and or charities.
Mm-hmm.
They call you and they say, hey, I'm with the so-and-so charity. We'd like for you to donate $10 to help our cause. While it sounds completely legitimate, there are plenty of them out there that do not. About 3 or 4 years ago, one of the biggest stings ever, or one of the biggest busts ever, was a guy out of California who was imitating the Wounded Warrior Project.
And
I have told this story a bunch. He was simply calling and saying, "Hey, I'm Coleman with the Wounded Warrior Foundation. Would you like to donate to our cause?" And people recognize that Wounded Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know that the foundation doesn't exactly exist because it's not the Wounded Warrior Project. And so he was milking these hundreds of thousands of victims for millions of dollars simply by changing the name on an already very common charity.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, he was busted, and they got to the root of it. But be on the lookout for that. And John, one thing we tell people, you are under no obligation to act immediately. If you feel like, hey, there might be something fishy here, you don't have to give your money. Do a little homework, and that's where we come in, to do a little homework. So if something feels like, or you've maybe never heard of a charity or business, you do not have to act immediately. There's no punishment for you to do a little homework. So be very careful about that.
Okay. And we have the grandparent scam, too.
Yep, this one's fairly popular. We hear a lot about this in East Texas. This is very simple. You get a phone call late at night, and it says, Grandma or Grandpa or help me. This is your grandson, Coleman, and I'm in a jail somewhere, and I need $5,000 to get out. Or hi, is this Mrs., you know, is this John Sims? I'm a lawyer representing your grandson, and he needs $5,000 to get out. They're preying on you. They're trying to prey on victims to act irrationally, that fear that an actual family member might be in trouble.
Right.
When in reality, the overwhelming odds are they're not. You have to remember, these scammers are calling millions of people all the time. They're only trying to hit on a few. They don't have to have, you know, what's 1% out of a million? Think of that, you know. So they're not trying to scam everyone. They're just trying to find a couple. So be on the lookout. Always know where your family members are, especially during summer when they're traveling and traveling abroad. Be on the lookout for that. So we do see that, unfortunately.
Okay. And a lottery sweepstakes scam.
How many times have you won the lottery recently?
I couldn't even count them on one of my hands.
You know, this is becoming more and more popular. You see, maybe you get something in the mail, or you get an email, or you get a phone call. Congratulations, you have won the grand prize, $10 million. And all you have to do is pay the $500 processing fee. And that's where they catch you. And, John, I have some numbers on this from 2018. This scam alone, and this is hard to believe, in the United States and Canada accounted for $350 million lost.
Whoa.
Lost. $350 million lost. 68% of the victims were over the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
They are targeting what we would call a senior citizen with the idea that you're about to come into an extraordinary amount of money for this simple, low fee. Most of the calls originate from overseas. The most common one recently has been Jamaica. John, do you know anybody in Jamaica?
Nobody I can think of.
There you go. So when they call you, you ought to know that this is probably not a great sign.
Uh-huh.
But the overwhelming odds or the overwhelming amount of these scams come from overseas. They're asking you to send money, you know, via Western Union or MoneyGram in some way that it's gone when it's gone.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate reality of this, is that when it's gone, John, it is gone. It's just like cash. You know, you're very rarely going to get it back. And you have to think of jurisdiction here. It's outside the United States. It's you have to get international parties involved. So be very careful on these lottery scams. If you didn't enter a lottery, you didn't win the lottery. Let's just put it that way.
Simple rule of thumb.
Yep.
Coleman Swertz from the Better Business Bureau of Central East, serving Central East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. 903-581-5704 is the phone number. They're at 3600 Old Bullard Road in Tyler. And the website is bbb.org. And moving on now to another concern, online shopping. You got to be real careful there.
You have to be real careful. Online shopping has made it so unbelievably convenient to get what you want in a very timely fashion. That also means there are companies out there that are willing to take advantage of your eagerness, right? Like, I need this and I need this now. So you have to be very careful. Always read fine prints on any orders you get. You know, make sure you understand, John, make sure you understand if there's a refund policy. If they send you something and it's a load of, you know, bad, can you even send it back, or are you just out of luck?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have everything checked. Here's a technical thing that I don't think people look for. Make sure you're shopping from a secure website. You're about to enter credit card information. You want to make sure that information is safe. So if you look up at the address bar, you know, it says HTTP. If there's a little S after that and a little lock symbol, that's a good sign. That means these websites are secure. You go to some of the big online retailers, they have secure websites because your information is valuable to them. So be very careful. Know the return policies. And as always, and we cannot stress this enough to people, when you shop, use a credit card, a true credit card, not a debit card, a credit card. Real credit cards allow you the opportunity to protest a purchase should you feel like you got defrauded. They offer protections against that. So if you feel like something went wrong, you can file a claim, and odds are, John, you can probably get your money back.
Okay.
You cannot do that with a debit card. It's just like cash. When it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, prepaid cards and gift cards fall into that same no-no category.
Yes, sir.
Don't use those.
Sir.
Okay, festival fraud. Here's one I have to admit I wasn't terribly familiar with, but it's brought some big money to some bad folks.
It has brought some big money. I think people listening, when I say a festival fraud, they automatically jump back to what the ill-fated fire festival, and we have no problem saying that. People know that that was a huge problem. Basically, it was a festival promising a whole bunch of stuff at a Caribbean island. People spent an exorbitant amount of money to go to it. When they got there, it was a sham. It was a scam. It was a sham. Nothing what was promised, nothing that was there was even remotely close to what was being offered. We don't see a ton of that in East Texas, which is good. We don't want to see that. But if you're booking these big festival getaways, especially overseas, please make sure you do your homework, that you know all of the things that go into it. And this includes the flights, the hotels, the cars.
Yeah.
When you leave, you know that you have taken the proper precautions, that where you're going is legitimate, because the last thing we want you to do is get stuck somewhere with with no help and nowhere to go.
Okay.
This is the kind of things we try to educate people on. Do not act irrationally. Take your time. Do your homework.
Okay, here's another one. Pet fraud.
Yeah, pet fraud. And if you're listening, you might automatically connotate that to some things that have gone on in East Texas within the last year. Be careful with pets. One of the things we see a lot of in terms of complaints is people go buy a pet and then they realize it's immediately sick or it's immediately disabled or something wrong with it. Well, that's because they bought it, John, from a less than reputable seller.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, that's the problem. When you go buy a pet, that's terrific. We want you to have a pet. We want you to have a lifelong mate there. Make sure you do homework. We're looking for certified breeders. You know, there's a certification that folks can go through. Get all your immunizations. Hey, make sure the pet is up to date. Because, you know, when you buy a pet, the first thing you have to do is take it to the vet.
Oh, yeah.
Get it taken care of. So make sure it's all up to date. What I'm saying is you probably don't want to pull over on the side of the road and buy a puppy.
Probably not.
And you don't want to buy it from folks who aren't certified and folks that can't provide documentation on the pet's health and well-being. That is an instantaneous walk-away moment.
Okay, Coleman Swartz with the Better Business Bureau serving Central East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and if you do have questions, if you have complaints, concerns, 3600 Old Bullard Road in Tyler, Building 1, Suite 101, phone number is 903-581-5704, and the website is bbb.org, and you are welcome and encouraged
absolutely
to go there in any of the above ways and get the information you need, ask any questions that you have. Last big category we want to touch on today, current East Texas scam data.
Yep.
Now, you tell us that roughly 1,500 scams were reported in our 19 counties through mid-July, just during this six-month period, six-and-a-half-month period
yes,
alone.
Sir.
Yeah.
And you know, that's 1,500 reported. There's no telling how many have actually taken place. We find that folks we talk to don't report scams. Maybe they're embarrassed they got scammed. Maybe they don't want their information to be known as somebody who got taken advantage of. That's okay. But you can still let us know, hey, this happened to me. We have something on our website. You mentioned it earlier about the programs and services called the BBB Scam Tracker.
Yes.
And you can go to it at any time and read about the scams. You can go down to very, very specific locations and read about the current trends and scams that are happening in your area. If you're in Jacksonville and you want to see, you can click on Jacksonville and it'll pull up a list of reported scams and the details behind them. So 1,500 is what has been reported. So that's good. That's 1,500 people who didn't mind sharing, hey, this is happening. They didn't necessarily lose money, but they're at least giving us a heads up. So the things we see most, identity theft. This is not uncommon nationwide, but people having their Social Security cards or Social Security number, their credit card numbers, their driver's license numbers pulled and or taken, and bad things are happening with it. Most of the time this happens because you're entering that information online at a website that's not secure.
Okay.
And remember, once you put it out there, It is out there, so be very curious or careful about that.
Yeah, not running terribly short on time here. We've got a few minutes left, but we kind of want to run through some of these fairly quickly
yes,
and then maybe hit some more general information towards the end of the show. Medicaid and Medicare, we have some new cards coming out, and some folks are taking advantage of that.
Yeah, folks getting taken advantage of. This sounds very straightforward. You get a call from somebody representing the government, the Medicaid or Medicare department, or however you want to say it, and it's like, and they say very simply, you know, the new cards are coming out, and if you don't have yours for a low fee of, you know, $50 or so, we can get it to you tomorrow. We can expedite it.
Hmm.
That's not true, folks. Folks that are out there listening know the new cards are coming in. That's a lot of cards the government has to send out. They're doing it for free, so don't get duped on that.
All right, lottery and sweepstakes.
Yep.
Those are just kind of red flag words right there anyway.
Yeah, we touched on that earlier about national scams. Unfortunately, within the last 3 weeks, we had a confirmed case here in East Texas of a man losing $8,500 on what he thought was him going to collect $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate, but that man's money is gone. He used prepaid cards to send it in. And, you know, did the Western Union MoneyGram thing. And unfortunately, that is gone. So I hate seeing that. We hate seeing that. But please be very, very careful. And then the last one we see, John, is tech support.
Right.
Anytime you play on your computer, you know, that little box pops up and is like, you're infected. Click here for the newest security virus. Or please do not click that, because what's going to happen is you may end up going down a rabbit hole where you start paying for stuff you don't want, or, John, you allow someone access to your computer because you involuntarily perhaps load a virus or malware on there, and now they're inside your computer where, I don't know about you, but I hold there's some personal information on my computer
sure.
that I prefer people don't get to. We do have a case here in East Texas last couple weeks, $2,700 lost.
Mm.
Somebody was able to get into their computer, find bank records, statements, and that stuff. So this is all just a general way of saying be very, very careful. We're not trying to scare anybody. But just be careful and use a little common sense, and a lot of times you're your best defense against these things.
You bet. A couple of minutes left in the show, mm-hmm. and some things that I happen to notice on your website as I was doing a little search in advance of the show. August 12th, there's a lunch and learn opportunity, and you do these, what, several times a year? This one happens to be standing out, managing your business presence online. An example of how you can interact personally
yeah.
with a Better Business Bureau periodically and have a little bit of a good meal.
That's right. We offer a luncheon once a month. We don't do it in March because that's when we have our annual banquet, and we don't do it in December because that's the holiday season. But
yeah.
10 months out of the year, we have a luncheon that is free for all of our accredited businesses. This is a great way to network with folks, and it's a variety of topics. You are right. On August 12th, we have an SEO specialist coming in, search engine optimization,
huh.
how you can be relevant in cyberspace. And you can always go to our website and register. We love for folks to come, and these are great business development and tool seminars. And John, you hit it, it's free lunch.
Okay.
Boy, that ought to drive.
They say there's no such thing, they know not whereof they speak. All right, and we talked a little bit earlier, a couple of times, about programs and services, and then there are subdivisions for consumers and for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the scam tracker.
Yep.
Just there are so many things you can do. Request a quote.
Yep.
You can access the accredited business directory.
Mm-hmm.
There's smart investing, giving wisely, a military line, financial building blocks. You can leave a review. You can file
yep.
a complaint, as we've repeated in some form or fashion all the way through the show. File an auto warranty complaint,
mm-hmm.
and research BBB Ad Truth. For businesses, there's a link where you can actually start the process of becoming
mm-hmm.
an accredited business,
mm-hmm.
and there's also something known as a privacy shield. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that.
Privacy shield is something that we've implemented. This is a way, it's a program where we can help you protect and get information on protecting your identity, protecting what we talked about, identity theft stuff, some tips in the trades, some programs you can do,
mm-hmm.
you can download, or little apps and things that, hey, you know, you can use these things to protect yourself from being taken advantage of. So, we encourage you to go and check it all out.
You bet. And coming up in March, it'll be the big annual
mm-hmm.
awards for excellence that you touched on a few moments ago. That's always a biggie. That's where you honor the mm-hmm. businesses and the charities
That's right.
that have done the best work
yep.
as far as being credible, trustworthy businesses over the past year, and that's always a big one.
Correct.
And on that note, we're just about out of time.
Man, did we already go through our time already?
Yeah,
man,
it goes pretty quickly,
doesn't it?
Coleman, thank you very much for all the information you've shared today about the Better Business Bureau.
John, we appreciate you. I'll be safe out there and educate yourself.
You bet. Coleman Swartz, Better Business Bureau, serving Central East Texas, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us, and see you again next week on In Focus.